Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trump's Diamond Trend Eulogy, which is something we're going to talk about on the trends.
Yeah.
It was trending over the weekend. We kind of missed it yesterday, but it's truly inspiring.
Yeah.
And he's beating Biden now in head-to-head poll. Once again, evidence that all the speculation that his political career is over was a little premature.
I mean,
before we get to any of that,
I think
you are.
Oh, I'm hold on, let me wear my underwear.
Champion.
I'm champion,
and I am MeUndies.
Oh.
And
I am MeUndies with koala on it. You got graphic? You ever wear graphic, like wild graphic print underwear? Or are you like you a man?
My favorite underwear. Do you have a favorite pair of underwear? Like that you're just like, these are my good ones.
Yeah, good ones in that they're turned to spider webs on my body.
Yeah.
I got them. They're like so soft because the fabric has been worn. It's just threadbare.
Yeah.
So in that sense, yes. But yeah,
my favorite is a orange banded candy corn brand of Saks boxer brief.
Actually, I have a favorite one where Her Majesty put her face on the crotch of it for a Christmas gift.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like printed on her face.
That's funny.
Really stupid. It's my gag underwear, but it's really comfortable.
We would have also accepted Enzite PD. I think that was courtesy of super producer Brian.
No, I put that in there.
That is our first trending story. Enzite PD.
Yeah.
They were filming concert goers exiting the Apollo Theater for a Drake show.
Which I'm sure...
The door, hit with the camera in your face.
Yeah, the people that were recording this cop, he had like an iPhone on one of those like, you know, steady cam sort of handles that you see people like use film like nice video, whatever, on an iPhone. Just holding it, people are walking past and people are like, what the fuck are y'all? What is this? I'm like, you getting faces? You're just recording the public leaving what's probably a mostly like BIPOC show. Like, what the fuck's going on? The NYPD said, oh, no. That was just getting content for some highlights of things that are going on in the community post that we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I'll never believe anything you say, NYPD, or anything the police department says in general. But, like, they have a history of, like, even before, you know, the fucking smartphone where they just had camcorders at different community events where they're just gathering fucking intel. And... I don't know. Either way, I think most people would say, at the very least, if it let's just say it is, right, the most innocent version of this, I bet probably 99.99% of the people who are leaving that show probably would have said, yo, miss me with that. I'm not trying to be in some fucking NYPD video right now.
Right. Yeah. You, if that was the case, if that's what you're trying to do, you would probably need to them to sign releases. And that did not appear to be a lot of people signing.
It's
releases.
Funny though, too, because like I've seen a lot of discourse about this thing. Like some people are like, let's be real, man. If the NYPD really wanted to see all the Drake people at the show, like there's so many cameras everywhere. They could have done that in a much like more elegant or not as obvious way. But right. I'm also like, yeah, that's one version. But I'm also pretty certain, too, like the police like to do that also to make you feel like they're out here.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we know what the fuck.
They weren't trying to hide it. Obviously, they wanted people to see that they were there, that you're being surveilled.
Yeah. And I don't know. Yeah, maybe they just like
they could have just asked Drake for the list.
Or they go, wait, are y'all? Y'all are still fucking with Drake? Oh yeah, man, we gotta document these.
that would be wild if that's what the NYPD's version of like, man, the most cutting edge dark music.
They're not
coming out of the underground.
You're not hearing what this man says or the stories around him. Okay, all right. Well, let's get your faces on camera.
Trump was at the funeral for Diamond from Diamond and Silk. Over the weekend, Diamond died a couple weeks ago now, or week and a half ago from COVID. Is that, it feels like they've been kind of.
No, she says her, okay, so Silk says that I believe her given name is Ainitha Lynette Hardaway, AKA Diamond, died of the vaccines.
But they were famously anti-vax.
Yes. And I think she was maybe gonna get, I don't know, it's very convoluted. Her autopsy says heart fail, like heart, some kind of heart thing.
Oh, okay.
But she did have COVID. She went into the hospital with COVID, and then who knows, like if this is like comorbidities kind of stuff. Either way, she passed away, but it's not from the vaccine or whatever, because that was a very,
no, I mean, COVID is killing people in like really scary ways that aren't just like the straightforward thing that we have in our mind of, you know.
Oh yeah. Or people, yeah, man, this is so wild. A family friend of mine passed away from COVID 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, and they were playing golf all day, started having like symptoms at night, and the next morning he passed away.
What?
Yeah. And yeah, I think again he had other like health issues going on, but it was like, you know, it hits people in so many different ways. And like the family's like completely shocked. They're like, we went to dinner, we had breakfast, we had lunch, all that. And then suddenly coughing at night by 5 a.m. Like,
wild, yeah, man.
It's wild. So all that to say, man, like all this shit when people try and obscure the dangers or act like, or people with survivor's bias, like come the fuck on, man. We're not all the same fucking body. Like, yeah, shit.
It's, but do listen to your body, because that does seem to be, it seems like come quickly and
But anyway, this eulogy.
This eulogy is kind words. Trump back in Trump form, just spewing nonsense and just the.
Let's hear the man himself give a eulogy at someone's funeral.
Yes.
How do we stop the cheating? How do we stop it where you get more votes, but you still don't win? And the answer is the Republicans have to get tougher, the top people have to get tougher.
This is a eulogy.
And you have to really swamp them. There's a level at which even they can't produce. And so if you win big enough, you're going to get there. And then once we're there, we're going to straighten it all out and get it back to where it was. But I just.
But where was I? What is this? A
what
funeral?
Else? What else?
Here's a longer clip.
Inflation. We can fix so much of what's been damaged
inflation?
Over the last few years.
Wow.
So well. But we can fix these things. But, you know, millions of people, I think 15 million people, they say three, maybe four. I know, no. I think it's, they have no idea how many people. And they allowed their prisons to be emptied out into the United States of America. They allowed their mental institutions
to be emptied out
into the United
States. The wheels are coming off, man.
Is that anti-Reagan?
That if you had common sense, you wouldn't be doing that. Mike would know that, but. This morning, $31 trillion. So I don't know.
It blows.
What was 15 million people? Who was he talking about?
It's probably talking about like fake votes or something.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Because they're like,
Opens it by complaining about how long the funeral has been. He was like, they told me it was going to be 15 minutes. I think it's been a little bit longer than 15 minutes, and was like, noticeably like checking his watch and like dirt throughout the whole thing as he was like sitting on the dais, like making a show of like how bored he was. And then also claimed that he had never met Silk. He was like, I only knew Diamond. I didn't know Silk. But I met her today. She seems lovely.
Y'all were in pictures to
like it's constantly.
Fine. It's yes. fine. This guy's he's losing it. You know what I mean? Oh wait, and but I think he says I think this
potentially
is
potentially
cool
our next president
said.
Again.
He signs off just like her.
We classy and we sassy, but if you cross us, things may get nasty.
Nasty.
Okay, I gotta go.
Oh no.
Yeah. Anyway, things did get nasty there.
Moving
on.
Moving right along. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Brian said things might get Nazi. I just spilled all over my fucking
If you vote with us, things might get Nazi. And that's what we want, folks.
I spilled all over my shit just laughing at that. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks a lot, motherfucker. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And the Academy Awards nominees were announced for, you know, the awards of 2023, recognizing the films of 2022. We talk a little bit about like what got nominated tomorrow on tomorrow's Full Ep. But, you know, that, of course, means it's time to relitigate 2018 awards.
So
my pitch is always got to run it back. You got to actually do the awards for not last year's movies, but the movies from 5 years ago, since we've had some time to actually see which movies stood the test of time. For instance, the films of 2017, Get Out, you know, is the movie that stands out. It did not win Best Picture or Best Director. It did win Best Screenplay. but it definitely
but it didn't have Harry Styles like Dunkirk did.
Right.
Oh, but I guess that didn't win anything either.
Yeah, that didn't really win. It was nominated for a lot of shit. The Disaster Artist was all over the awards, basically doesn't exist. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri is the one that really stands out. It is all over the nominees. It had two Best Supporting Actor performances, and Sam Rockwell won that category. Frances McDormand won for Best Actress for that movie. Mm-hmm. Got nominated for Best Picture. It was all over the place, and I feel like it's one of those movies that doesn't, like, you never really hear people talk about that movie anymore.
It's like how the Paul Haggis Crash was.
Yeah,
Oh my God, have you seen this movie? It's really racist out there, I think, but also you can right all your wrongs if someone's in a car fire very conveniently in the script. And I think that was one where everyone was like, oh my God, like I never looked at it this way or some shit. And most people of color were like, this movie's bullshit on its face. And I think, and to that point, it has doesn't have staying power because it was so superficial.
Yeah, Disaster Artist was also, You know, Good Time is nowhere to be found. I feel like that's a movie that a lot of people talk about as being like one of their favorites. That's the Robert Pattinson, Safdie Brothers one that I think a lot of people went back and watched once Uncut Gems came out. But
yeah,
that, like Good Time is really, really good. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, it just they weren't ready for it at the time.
Because we just wanted to look at a sea monster's dick.
Yeah, so you know? It was Shape of Water was the best picture. I mean, that movie still exists because like people like the director and like he's an important director. But, so like,
you know, I would have taken Get Out over, you know, the sea monster's dick.
Oh, for sure. But Get Out would definitely win in retrospect. Maybe not. Some other good films that came out that year that were really nowhere to be seen in the awards. Paddington 2. Shout out to Caitlin Durante.
Yeah.
But
spearheaded that.
Yeah. And Death of Stalin, really nowhere to be seen. But that's a movie that I think a lot of people love. Florida Project, I think, got nominated Best Supporting Actor. But that movie, have you seen Florida Project?
No.
That's a banger. And it's about, like, you know, poor people in the United States, and it really like has, I think, grown in a lot of people's esteem. One of the better movies I've seen from the past like 5-10 years, and the performances all across from like these people who've never been in anything else are just like incredible.
Yeah, I remember that was like the big hook where like you will not believe the range of emotions like these child actors have in this film.
Yeah, unbelievable. But you know, again, who knows if it would get nominated 5 years later because it is about,
or
you know, poor people.
Yeah, or does it hit harder now because more people are kind of slowly becoming in tune with how fucked up things are across the board? Where
that's
like,
what you would hope. But, yeah. Anyways,
but does it have Jamie Lee Curtis with long ass fingers,
hot dog fingers, baby?
She got nominated.
She got nominated.
Hot dog fingies.
That's got to be up there for smallest role to get nominated, but I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, she was even like, wait, y'all nominated? Oh, thank you.
For real? Yes. Anyways, let us know what you would change from the 2018 awards, recognizing the films of 2017, what you think got slept on. And yeah, on to the next thing that's trending, Hunter Biden.
Oh, Jack, we'd love to see it.
I had heard mention of the repair guy that had Hunter Biden's laptop, but I'd never seen him.
He's out here like on this, like, you know, conservative podcast being like, you know, I think I'm going to get got by Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
First of all, why is he even saying it like that? How do you think he's going to, like, do you guys hang out all the time?
Right.
And like this story, like this was years ago. So he may have found out already, but go on.
You fear for your life because of the
I don't leave my house.
You look like you don't leave the house.
This is not the country that we think it is. This is a much darker place. And somebody like yourself, sir, should be seen as a hero to the
for showing us Hunter Biden's penis. Thank you, sir. And that's the thing we're fighting over right now is our right to see this man's junk. This guy, this repairman, is wearing like he looks like he's like about to be in a bagpiping band. Like he got the little the Scottish hat with the little poof ball on top. Pardon me for not knowing the name.
Like part that golfer who died who always wore the funny hats. And part like the have you ever seen the military force that protects the Vatican? They got like real wild hats. Their alphas are wild. That he looks like he's cosplaying as that.
Yeah. Without the walk though. But yeah, he's really that's the new thing because they're trying to every time they're trying to breathe life into this like laptop thing. Now they're I guess it's just being like, and this guy fears for his life because of Hunter Byron.
Yeah. And I mean the thing they're saying is true. It's a much darker place, much darker country than people want to admit.
Absolutely.
They just had to make up a story to avoid recognizing that
real
that
threats.
Is because of white supremacy and you know, a class structure that will kill you to protect itself. Pence. So we got more classified documents coming through. I feel like Pence just felt left out, right?
Oh wow. He's like, I mean, I'm in this conversation too. I have my hands on some docs too.
I feel like I could get a hit, like some headlines if I, you know, found some classified documents of my own.
A small number have been found at his Indiana home. So, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, the more of these classified documents that get found, the more that Trump is able to just be like, see, everybody was doing it. It's NBD, no, baby.
Not everyone was fucking hiding them in their little
intentionally. While like, people no. were like, I see them right there. Those ones, we want them back. And yeah, not everyone was. Yeah. So we'll see what the details are, but it does seem like this has dramatically improved Trump's political fortunes. And mm-hmm. as we heard earlier, that is going to be disastrous.
Yeah.
And finally, Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
You know, we talked probably like a month or two ago about how Disney continues to talk about shutting this shit down, being like, it's going away, folks. And apparently it's because the racists, it makes for a good racist tourist attraction.
Dude, the fucking lines. Like, what the last time you could ride, I think, was Sunday. And you thought they were going to burn the American flag or some shit. Look at this line. This is like at the, this is all people making their way to like the last rope of the.
It looks like January 6th. Like it's just everybody walking in.
Could be in that number when the Klan goes marching in. It's like people were like eulogizing it and shit. It's wild to see people fucking cry about this, a fucking ride that all they're doing is changing the animatronics out. But you know, I'm sure they miss the feeling of power. They're like, see, the Song of the South lives on.
That's right.
And then there was a clip of a woman on TikTok that went viral. She's like, and I named my daughter after a ride and it sucks now that they're taking it down. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like what's the name? And she said it was Briar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
And that word didn't exist outside of this context. As far as she was concerned.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, I feel like it would be a good time to use NYPD tactics to get all the races on camera by just like threatening to close every problematic thing in the US and then looking at everyone who just scurries to get one last opportunity to.
Yeah. Whatever. Some shit is so sacred to people. I just don't understand.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday, January 24th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until mm-hmm. then, be kind to each other. Be mm-hmm. kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do.
Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.